Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
We should keep going.
Yeah, Vicky, get that gun handy, maybe.
When the doctor hears the chittering sound, he wants to get a move on. So he's going to run to the front, and he's going to take his pocket watch out and start swinging it around, trying to cut through the spider webs.
It works better than the magnifying glass, somehow.
But if only by default.
Yeah, I'll switch to my tripod. It's like wielding this huge tripod, whacking at the spider webs.
Yes, picture it out of here.
Vicky does get her gun out, and she just says, apropos of nothing, snakes eat spiders. Which makes no sense to anyone else, because no one knows that her nickname's the Viper, but she thinks it sounds cool.
That's freaky. Let's run!
Everybody's acting like the world is ending. And I hear people saying it's madness. It's madness.
I'm just putting this out there for the future, Scott. I do have a cigarette case and a lighter, so I may try to make a torch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't have anything resembling like a stick. Is there like a broken spire or something I can pick up?
You've got a tripod.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. Artie's going to take his shirt off and wrap it around the tripod and try to light that on fire. And he's going to say, well, I mean, I ain't got no hat. I might as well lose my shirt, too.
Wow, look at those 8-packs.
That's right. I forgot he's so strong.
That 1.5-pack.
Artie has 2 8-packs.
From Brad literally walking all over him.
So just to give you some idea of the layout, you've gone into this little area with the offerings or whatever and the mm-hmm. crystals that you realize now is a bit of a cul-de-sac. You're going to have to come out and basically not quite go back the way you came, but just head out a different way.
It's okay.
So you're there just, it sounds like, backing out of all that while Artie's getting his kit off.
Yeah, I do have a flask of whiskey too, so I'm going to pour that on the shirt, obviously.
Amazing.
While you're doing all this, the chittering gets louder, and you can see that there is something pretty much directly above you now in the webbing looking down at you. Something that is about the size of a small truck with very long spindly legs and this purple carapace looking down at you with what seems to be some degree of interest. And I think this is the point at which we need sand rolls.
Great.
Yep, that makes sense.
I'm allergic to danger.
Scott, if you make it so I can't build this super torch, I'm going to remember this forever.
Hard pass on my sand roll.
Okay.
20 under, 50, I think, 56.
Oh, hard pass on my sand roll with a 10 under 86. Extreme.
Oh my God, I passed 36 under 45.
Oh.
I passed 27 on a 33.
Wow.
We're all fucking fine.
So did everyone pass there?
We did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you still lose some.
Oh, no. If Luke loses any, Dr. Ira's going to be, fuck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Now we're on. Now we're going, y'all. We just went down the slide.
So Artie loses 3 points of sand.
I was too busy fashioning this torch, mega torch.
Vicky loses 3 points of sand.
Not too bad.
Well, we're a team, so you should just roll once for Vicky and me.
Diamond loses 2 points.
Nice.
And
drum roll, please.
Dr. Ira only loses 1.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's enough.
Well.
So, let's talk about madness. You are in this strange place surrounded by webbing and what looks like desiccated corpses. There is this spider the size of a bus lurking above you, looking down at you with interest.
It was a small truck a minute ago.
Yeah, okay.
Classic bus size.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Let's be consistent.
It got closer.
Oh, what would be a good thing here?
The doctor loves spiders.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then you are in a sacred place.
I don't think it's the case at all. This is going to be very scary for him.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you're in a sacred place. There's a strange beauty to it. And yeah, this spider that's lurking above you is in its own way an oddly beautiful thing, majestic, and maybe even given the general layout here, there may even be something of the divine to it. Surely this thing's got to be protected at all costs.
We're the thing that shouldn't be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The doctor falls down to his knees and just raises his hands up towards the spider. Looks at Artie trying to put a torch together with his tripod. And the doctor thinks that this He's looking into the face of God. And this needs to be documented. So he's going to try to get that camera for Marty.
Brilliant. What's Artie doing about this?
The way I imagine it, the box camera is not attached to the tripod at the moment. So he's going to have to like pull that off of my neck. So I'm trying to make this torch while he's like grabbing this thing around my neck. So I'm going to use my feet to try to kick him away as he's trying to steal my camera. And I'll probably, swing the tripod at him too. That's just a natural reflex, really. What are you doing? I'm trying to get us some light here, you crazy motherfucker.
You're a journalist. We've got to tell everyone.
Well, yeah, of course we do, but we got to get some light in here. That thing might, like, I don't know, try to make love to us.
What exactly did you and Brad do on your adventures, Artie? This is very concerning.
He was a private investigator, but like kind of like a superhero type, you know? He used to rescue people and animals.
What kind of animals?
Oh, I don't know. Like a rhinoceros.
Are those particularly high libido type animals? Or
look, is buy his fucking biography. I'm writing it. Look, we gotta take care of the situation at hand. Oh wait, I went New York again. Hold on, there's a snake in my boots. Okay, buy his biography. I don't give a damn. But we gotta get out of here. Stop it! Swinging my tripod.
The doctor has managed to get the camera off of Artie's neck. He is laying back on the ground.
Laying back?
Laying prone, trying to get a shot of the spider, but like knowing that it's going to take forever, so just completely still.
Okay.
I don't even know if it'll work that way, but you could try, yeah.
Artie, get that thing lit for flash.
This is about a madness. So yeah, I think following proper photographic techniques may not be the top priority here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So while this is happening, the spider is scuttling down the web closer and closer. It doesn't seem to be threatening you directly at the moment. It seems to be more taking a lively interest.
You got to get out of there, man.
We should go.
Y'all need to get down on your knees and pray.
Diamond, can you bring your recalcitrant colleague along?
I mean, I can see what I can do, but he seems pretty obsessed with this thing, which I think is maybe the right move. It doesn't seem to be making any violent actions toward us at this moment. And so I think that we should maybe try to communicate with it in some sort of...
I look very slowly at all of the wrapped up bodies around the room.
Oh, right.
No, it's dark in here. You got to hold the shutter button down longer.
The doctor presses the button harder.
Fucking amateurs.
Can we run? What do you think, Vicky? Do you think we should run?
Let's go.
Yeah, Diamond's gonna grab Dr. Ira by the shoulders. She's quite tall. She is a size of 70. However, she is also very like thin and weak. She has a strength of 25. So,
oh no,
oh my god,
that's not a good combination in this case.
No,
but more importantly, what is the good doctor doing about this interference with what he's trying to do here, with documenting this entity that's coming down to commune with you?
When the doctor feels hands on his shoulders, he tries to stay as still as possible to get a good shot, but he's like digging his heels in, and if he has to, he's slapping hands away.
In which case, let's make it an opposed strength roll between the two of you.
I fucking got you, dude.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to win this.
25.
Oh, maybe not.
You got a 6?
Hard success.
Amazing.
Ooh, I got a 13.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Spend 1 point, Zach. You make it an extreme.
Yeah, I'm going to spend 1 point and make that an extreme. Good call, Rena.
1 point spent.
Mine is also an extreme success, though.
Oh.
I have a 70 strength.
Oh.
And I rolled 13. 14 is the cutoff.
In which case, the tiebreaker is that the doctor has got a higher strength. So Diamond is trying to pull him away, but no, he's anchored himself down on the ground there, perhaps entangled his feet with the webbing. You're trying to pull him away, and no, the spider is getting down closer and closer.
The doctor in his mind is trying to hypnotize the ground into holding onto him.
Can I assist with dragging Dr. Iroh away?
You can try, yeah.
Please.
Please.
Can I say that Artie sees this as an opportunity to become Diamond's sidekick? So he's going to stand back and watch what happens.
Oh my God. Vicky!
I thought you were my sidekick.
I know, but I'm kind of playing the field here, trying to figure out who wants me.
Huh? Yeah, I failed my strength roll, by the way.
I need help. Vicky, I can't get him on my own. I'm trying to grab. He's slapping my hands. I gotta try to get him out of here. He's not gonna come, and then we're all gonna leave without him, and he's gonna die here, and then my show's not gonna have a talker at the top of the act.
Oh, I could do some talking. You know, I mean, maybe we'll settle that after the fact, but save yourselves.
So, while Vicky is trying to drag the doctor away and Artie is negotiating his new contract, the spider has made it down to the ground level now and is basically just prodding Ira with one of its huge legs. And there is this chittering sound that's coming from it. It's almost kind of curiously just prodding you, examining you.
Dr. Ira wants to hold on to the leg that's like prodding him and use clairvoyance to see what his name is and how I can talk to him.
Okay, then yeah, by all means, give me a clairvoyance roll.
Ooh.
78 on a 60.
Is this worth luck to you or are you...
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, you could find some way of pushing it. That'd be funny.
Yeah, that is funnier. I'm going to push it.
So how are you putting yourself in more danger to push this roll?
He grabs onto the leg and just has like a pretty firm grip on it, closes his eyes, camera still pointed at the spider, closes his eyes and starts thinking, and it's like... just a web of thoughts, and he can't put anything together. He's like, I need more contact with this thing. So he stands up, puts both arms and wraps his legs around this leg, closes his eyes and thinks even harder.
Okay. I know just what's going to happen if you fail.
Way! Oh,
that's a 12 on a 60.
So that's an extreme success. Ooh, well, I think then you do manage to make a psychic connection with it. You somehow get an understanding, and you can't really communicate with it. It's more that you're getting an outside view of its intentions. But... it's not that it's not going to eat you, but at the moment it's more curious about what you are and how you got here. But the other thing that you'll get out of this is that this thing is actually surprisingly intelligent, even though its thoughts and thought processes are completely alien. The little bits and pieces you're picking up, yeah, this thing is probably smarter than a lot of the people you've met.
Hey.
I wasn't naming names.
The doctor looks into the many eyes of this creature and says, if you take us out of here, I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Oh, do you want to give me a hard persuade roll?
I do want to do that.
It's only possible because you have made this connection, but even then, you are working around a pretty serious language barrier here.
Language barrier?
And also a pretty serious hunger barrier.
That's a 69 on a 70.
Nice.
It's got to be a hard one, so...
Oh.
But 69 feels pretty hard.
In our game, that's a critical success.
Sorry, I forgot who I was playing with there for a moment.
They're going to 69 their way out of here.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Isn't that your house rule, that 69 is a crit?
It's literally the best roll. At 69, 4.2 PTBP, 69 is the best possible roll you can roll.
In which case, it would be churlish of me to go against that.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't agree more.
You are a kind leader, Scott.
He's just respectful of cultural customs.
In which case, you have absolutely made a psychic connection with this spider.
Maybe even more than that.
At this stage, I mean, it's not so much that it likes you, it's more that it's finding you amusing. You're like a strange little pet to it now. And I mean, the rest of you, with your futile attempts to drag the doctor away, you can see now that the doctor is holding onto it, and the spider with its other legs is almost like playing with him. It's almost like stroking his hair or something.
In the spider's campaign, Luke is now the pet picked up along the way.
The spider, yeah, you're going to need to roll animal handling.
The spider like chitters a little bit, and the doctor nods his head and looks at you guys. Come with me if you want to live.
Oh, Jesus.
Clever boy.
With that, the spider just starts clambering up into the webs, taking the doctor with him.
No, what? No! Diamond's like jumping up and going to try to grab on to the leg and to Dr. Ira.
Well, if you got to try to grab on like that, do you want to give me a dexterity roll? Because this thing's quite quick. See whether you can grab hold of it before it disappears out of sight.
I didn't do it.
Can we all do that?
Yeah, sure.
Because I feel like my camera's leaving.
That's the important thing.
All right. Oh, I rolled extreme success for that camera. 10 under 85.
75 under 85.
Okay, so as I see that Artie and Vicky have both been successful in their attempts, Diamond the Dozy is going to go ahead and drop a big ol' 18 luck.
Oh.
To grab on and not be left behind. Because otherwise, you know, I'm getting Nick Caged over here. So, I don't want to try to fly an airplane by myself. So,
raising Arizona?
I'm going to go ahead and drop that luck.
So you're going to steal the Declaration of Independence if you get left behind?
Oh no, bees!
Okay, so you are all climbing onto this monstrous spider or holding onto different parts of its anatomy as it is clambering up through the webbing.
Be more specific.
No.
We're all thinking about it.
What do you get up to with its pedipalps is up to you. But yeah, it clambers up through the webbing and you're moving up into, well, I was about to say daylight, but it's still not that bright up there, but it's not as gloomy now that you're moving up through the webbing. And you can see as you're doing so that there are other spiders around here. There are a lot of other spiders hanging around the webbing, just watching with some degree of interest as this spider is clambering up towards the top of one of these spires.
The doctor starts to wonder if his god is the real god.
Do you think we got like shrunk down when we grabbed those sculptures, Vicky? Assuming we're on the same leg.
No, I just think they're giant.
Oh, God. Do you think that the doctor might be the spider's sidekick now?
He certainly wants to be. I think you've infected him with sidekickitis.
I'm trying to make a note in my notebook as we're ascending.
But yeah, you get up to the top of one of these spires, and you can see that you are pretty much in this canyon. You can see the edges of the canyon on either side. There are more of these spires jutting up throughout, and the webbing going between them and the walls of the canyon. Now that you're up here, you can see mountains off in the distance, and there's wind blowing up here as well, which you weren't really experiencing down below in the canyon. And on the wind, you can just smell smoke. Very faintly.
Like party smoke, or? Well, it's a new planet. I mean,
like parties.
We don't know what's going on.
The doctor wants to try to communicate to the spider that they want to go just take us over there. But let me tell you about people. We got two legs. We got two arms. We got two eyes. We got seven holes?
Some have eight.
Anyway, so that's humans.
I have nine. What?
The spider seems to be taking something of an interest in this. Only a minor interest, but if you're asking it to take you to the edge of the canyon, I think having rolled what you rolled, it will quite happily do so. It'll scuttle over to the edge of the canyon. Every now and then it's chittering to some of the other spiders around, and there seems to be conversation going on between them. A few of the other spiders are coming over with some degree of interest as to what's going on. But, yeah, it takes you to the edge of the canyon.
Dr. Ara, you are amazing.
The doctor is going to, like, yeah, let go of the leg and step onto the solid ground, and he's going to give a little kiss to the spider's leg.
Aww. Aww, indeed.
You can come with us if you want.
It reaches out with one of its massive legs and pretty much tries to ruffle your hair, probably cutting your scalp quite badly in the process.
It feels so good to the doctor.
The interdimensional romance we never knew we needed.
Doctor, do you think your friend could maybe help us bring a big mountain or a little baby mountain back to the Athenaeum?
The doctor looks at the spider and says, yeah, he's asking if you can help us.
Help us move? That we just met.
Help us. Do you have a truck?
Hey, I just met you and this is crazy. But there's a mountain. Can we move it, maybe?
Scott put it into my head that it's like a truck, because that's how he described it. So I feel like we can do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly big enough to help with something like this.
Hmm.
I think as you're asking it to potentially do something quite dangerous here. I was about to say give me another persuade roll, but no, you rolled so well before. Let's let that ride. It does Hell seem yeah. to be oddly intrigued by this idea. What are you trying to convey to it about what you're doing?
The doctor points at a mountain and looks at the spider and then makes his hands like a shrinking down motion. And then like he holds up his fingers like an inch apart and closes one eye and looks at the spider. And then he just says... And then we take it home.
Well put.
You get no indication that the spider has understood any of this, but it does seem to be following you along.
So, yeah, this is like, yeah, truck size, bus size spider. This is spooky, but he loves it.
Now I'd like to go back to the bus size, Scott, if you don't mind, after I complained earlier.
Yeah, it is a big beast.
Vicky, do you think this is safe going along with this thing?
Safe is boring, Artie.
The doctor looks at the spider and says, "Can I ride you like a big old horse?"
Yes.
Okay, so now we're getting into Doom territory with spiders instead of worms.
Awesome.
Again, your degree of communication isn't perhaps that precise. So are you going to try to ride the spider?
The doctor does like a riding a horse dance move to convey his meaning.
Whoopa Gangnam Style.
Yeah, straight up.
Which maybe doesn't translate that well.
I need to buy the rights to Pony for this episode.
They don't have YouTube here.
Pony! Pony! My Pony!
So are you just trying to clamber on the back of the spider, or are you...
Yeah, if it's not, like, resisting...
It's just his genuine reaction, you know?
Jesus.
If the spider isn't resisting, the doctor is going to try to crawl up a leg and like situate himself on the neck of the spider.
I mean, it's not really designed for riding. It's got a smooth chitinous carapace and is big. So you're pretty much sliding around, grabbing hold of tufts of hair, trying not to fall off.
And loving every minute of it.
Did he take my camera up there?
Yeah, he did.
All right, I'm climbing up too.
The entire time he has tried to hold the shot as still as possible. It still hasn't taken, but it's going to get there.
Any minute now. I would like to climb up. I need my camera.
Okay.
The doctor gets very excited as a friend comes along.
I'm not letting them trollop off.
Trollop?
Trot. I was thinking of the spider being a trollop. Sorry.
Trollop?
You know my brain. Doesn't work.
Trollop off.
I challenge you to a trollop off, sir.
While we're edging on the canyon.
We're edging where?
Oh, God.
This is not where I thought this was going to go.
Join the club, mate. Join the club.
It's not Kokomo.
It's not Kokomo.
As you're riding it along, you can see off in the middle distance this plane that Artie had read about, with the fires burning on it in these stone huts, these stone buildings. But you can see that it perhaps looks a bit different than Artie related, in that there also seem to be odd points of light dotted throughout it, these glowing, colourful points of light. You could give me, if you want, anyone who's looking over that way, spot hidden rolls.
Okay.
Somebody must have a pulp talent that helps with these.
I darn failed.
I got a 32 under 50, so a regular success.
I got a 3 on a 25.
Wow.
That vantage from the...
Yes.
It's because he's trolloping around.
Oh, you got that trollop bonus?
I got the trollop bonus, yeah.
The doctor, especially, and Vicky, can see that there are a few shapes, I was about to say humanoid shapes, but roughly humanoid shapes, heading in this direction. Their legs look wrong, and on the 03, the doctor can see that the figures have horns.
The doctor looks over at Artie and says, "Hey, you remember those little people that made an effigy of you?"
"Well, yeah, yeah, I do.
Look, it's like them, but big."
"I don't know, that don't look like them to me. Does it, Scott?"
"No.
Looks like Lachak."
Yeah.
Artie points out that it looks more like Lachak, and the doctor's like, "God damn, he's smart."
"Look, you just trollop along, and I'll take inventory of everything we pass."
Hell yeah!
This is gonna be the new woof, isn't it?
It's possible.
These figures are coming across the plain. Mm-hmm. You're on the edge of the canyon at the moment, and you're looking down onto the plain. They're coming across the plain in this direction. And you can see that they're carrying, some of them are carrying weapons. As you're pointing them out, the spider stops for a moment as well and looks around. And you hear it make a sort of hissing sound, a very angry, aggressive sound as it catches sight of them.
Oh, that's okay, girl. Calm down, calm down. They're fine, they're fine. If they start attacking, then that's when you get them.
Are Vicky and the doozy on the back of the spider, the legs, or are they back at the canyon?
I mean, they could be walking alongside if they want.
Oh, we're that slow? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Giddy up.
So they seem to be in more danger. Can I call out for Lachach? Lachach!
They're a bit too far away for that at the moment. They're coming closer, but they're perhaps half a mile off.
Don't get too excited there.
That's not going to stop him. He's going to keep yelling until they get close enough.
Yeah, maybe already. Hey, maybe Diamond the Dozy, maybe calm that down up there maybe a little bit. Hey, maybe we keep it a little quieter because once we get up to these people, like, we got to maybe keep it a little sacred.
What?
The doctor, as he's looking at the giant spider, says, yeah, we got to keep it discreet.
You think we're going to sneak up on these on a giant spider?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm trying to work for you, so.
Well, you're doing a great job so far.
He's starting to wonder if Ira's actually the one that he wants to be the sidekick for. All this power that he's demonstrated getting here and riding the spider.
Why wouldn't you feel that way at this point in time?
Just because he doesn't know what a library is doesn't mean he's not good at something.
The spider, by the way, does turn around and make some chittering noises back towards the canyon. And you can hear some answering chittering coming back from the other spiders.
Yeah, tell your friends to come along.
Are we going to war?
I hope not, but maybe.
Vicky, keep that gun drawn, please.
Cry havoc and unleash the spiders of war.
Oh, so like maybe when they all get into it and get into the fighting, like we can dip and run away?
Distraction, yes.
How far away are the mountains from us?
Quite a way off, actually. It's difficult to tell because they are absolutely fucking huge. But, yeah, miles away.
Could we roll to make those closer?
No.
They are moving mountains.
Could they roll?
They're actually walking right at you.
All right, well, everybody, be prepared to fight, I guess, on the side of the spiders. Vicky, you want to climb up here? Doozy?
On the spider?
Yeah.
Aren't we trying to use this as a distraction to get somewhere else?
I'm trying to hold on to this hair. I wasn't privy to that. This little trollop keeps trying to buck me off.
I'm sure you have that problem every time.
Oh, Christ.
Wow.
Wow. Got him.
Don't you call Brad a trollop.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Doctor? Are we really going to leave the spiders? And, I mean, it seems like she's the key to this, to getting this thing home.
Scott, is the doctor still feeling like he's, this is his god, or is it wearing off any?
That's wearing off. Yeah, I think there's more the realization at the moment that you're riding a huge fucking spider.
Yeah, the doctor is, he's gone from basically being like, I am in one with God, to holy fuck, what am I doing?
Okay.
We've all been there.
The doctor's gonna wait for the camera to go off, but as soon as this picture is taken, he is out of there.
So you clambering off the spider, leaving Artie sitting up there alone?
Yeah, the doctor hands the camera off to Artie and tries to climb off the spider.
Oh, as long as I have the camera, yeah, I'll stay here.
He's like, ooh, maybe new sidekick?
Yeah. No, I think, can we Honey, I Shrunk the Kids this and kind of slide off the thing elegantly?
Yeah, you can fairly well.
Okay, I'm going to follow because I'm too scared to fight in this war. Is there like a strategic place we could hide behind a boulder or something as these two forces engage each other?
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of natural rock formations you can hide behind.
Yeah, run! Run!
The doctor is going to like pat the leg of the spider and look him in his eyes and say, you better call your friends out here to eradicate those goat people. I heard them talking about how they want to kill you.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And in which case, yeah, the spider seems to pay lots of attention to that and then goes scurrying off back to the canyon to communicate with its brethren.
Okay. Okay. That's a pretty good distraction we got going on here.
We're important people here.
Yeah, I thought the spider was going to take us over the mountains quicker, but then we were walking at the same pace as the spider, so I thought maybe, you know, I guess if we could, you know, maybe if you could make that sort of connection with a Shantak, then we could just fly over the mountains. That would be easy. I ain't never seen one, but, you know, we have been hearing so much about them.
Can I do a Cthulhu Mythos roll to see if I know what a Shantak sounds like?
Good start.
You absolutely can.
Okay, well, I got a 20, so we'll see how this goes.
I bet you're going to do it.
You would be wrong about that. It's a 94.
Yeah. They're birds, aren't they? So they're probably tweeting. Yeah, you should listen out for tweeting.
Hmm. Yeah, the doctor, I can't whistle, but the doctor can, and he's going to do that and make bird calls.
While we're hiding.
Then, if you're hiding, you can see that these figures down below, moving in from the plane, are getting closer. It's not like a battle formation or anything like that. It's more like there's a comparatively small group of them, maybe a dozen or so, who are fairly cautiously coming in this direction.
The doctor looks at his siblings.
And babysitter.
Have we made a mistake?
Yeah, I think the spiders are probably going to wipe all those things out real easy.
Yeah.
And we like are friends with one of them.
Kind of.
She was kind of rude, yeah, but...
Acquaintances. You know what? You're right. I didn't like her very much.
She got really upset when I just yanked the blanket off her without permission.
Yeah.
That was weird.
No, we didn't make a mistake. This was a good idea. You're right, Artie. You're in charge of this whole situation.
What do you think, Vicky? You're the mysterious one. Mm-hmm. Are we doing the right thing?
Does it matter?
Oh, you're a philosopher.
Interesting perspective from the moral backbone of the group.
It's a good distraction to get us to the objective of our actual mission. Seems like a net benefit to me.
Baby mountains. Baby mountains. That's right. That's why we're here.
Okay, should we run? Like, get there faster or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, and if anybody sees a hat, like, along the way, if you could just help me out.
They all look around at this, like, fucking barren landscape of gray rock. Okay, if we see a hat, we'll let you know.
He's got a bald spot exactly the size of the tiny cowboy hat.
So that's why he wants to be a sidekick.
Yeah, he looks like an egg.
So are you then just fleeing the area, having potentially instigated a skirmish or a massacre?
Yes.
We could disguise up Artie as some sort of, we could like pull up some like branches and stuff and some like.
To goad him up.
No, just like around his head. And then maybe a Shantak will think it's an egg.
Vicky is not at all bothered by the idea of a massacre. Not one bit.
Are you adding Lachek to your Rolodex?
Not yet. We don't know she's down there.
All right.
Now the figures are getting a bit closer. You can see one of them does seem to be wearing a house coat.
Oh, should we talk to her or keep running? What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like maybe we warn them and maybe they don't all die.
Ooh, that sounds like dangerous for us.
But also, we got a mission.
Let's focus on the mission. Besides, you should never, ever tell potential targets that something is coming for them.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, is it like a change in the future kind of thing you're worried about?
Absolutely. That's 100% it, Artie.
Yeah, you're right. We got to let fate play out. Like, we didn't instigate anything here, so we got to let it play out exactly the way it was meant to. We don't want to disrupt this world.
It was all going to happen anyway.
Good call, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
May I call you Miss Vicky? Miss Vicky?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
For Madame, but here we go.
The doctor feels uncomfortable and starts to run towards the mountains.
You're up on a bit of an outcrop at the moment, and you could run across the flat surface of this for a fair bit and get away from this whole area before heading down onto the plain itself.
Can we listen for screaming as we run?
Are we running, like, towards the goat people or away from them, or, like, where are they compared to us?
At the moment, they're pretty much down below you. If you're running across the outcrop, you'd be running perpendicular to them.
The doctor does not change his trajectory.
Artie's just following whoever's in the lead, which sounds like Dr. Ira.
And his move is 8, so he's medium fast.
Oh, is this a chase?
Oh, no.
It is not.
Thank fuck.
This is you running away and leaving everyone else to deal with the consequences of your actions.
Great.
Hell yeah.
I'm very good at that, Scott. That's like my whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I create consequences and then I leave them behind.
Can I make small talk with Vicky as we flee?
What's your move rate? Because mine's 9, so I might be ahead of you.
Mine's 8, so I'm yelling from behind you. So what is it you do for a living, Miss Vicky?
Make the world a cleaner place.
She's a garbage person.
I do indeed take out the trash.
Well, that's great. That's noble work. Great. That sounds exciting. Maybe I could shadow you on the job one day.
I don't think you're very good at shadows.
Well, what the heck does she mean by that?
From even further in the back, Diamond is running with a 7 movement speed. And hollers out and is like, I ain't never seen anybody that looks like you in the sanitation world.
There's a reason for that.
Whoa, where might the reason be? She yells, like, very loudly, 2 movement speeds ahead.
I don't like being seen when I'm working.
No, I get that. Not me personally, no. I like as many eyes on me as possible while I'm working. Entertainment, you know.
The doctor does Vanna White arms at Diamond.
From a mile ahead.
Oh, God. And as you have this conversation, you hear the first of the screams from off in the distance behind you.
It's working!
Can I roll sanity for that?
If you want to, I will not stop you.
It's working!
I'm sure Vicky doesn't need to, but I feel like Artie does, because he talked shit on Lachek, but they had a bond.
I leave death behind me everywhere I go, so this is totally fine for me.
I did fail my sanity check.
Oh. Succeed.
Are we all rolling sand?
Oh, no.
I think everyone except for Vicky.
Okay, then that means the doctor fails.
Oh, shit. So we're straight into another bout of madness with the doctor.
Does it happen every time now for me?
Yep.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Anytime you lose any sand, you go straight into a bout of madness.
Hell yeah. So these spiders are looking pretty good.
The doctor loses another 4 points of San.
Oof.
Artie only loses one.
Good.
I succeeded.
Diamond loses none then.
Okay, great.
Artie's been hanging out with Vicky long enough that he's learning to adapt to death.
Yeah, it's just the doctor who's struggling with this. Are you really just going to leave those allies to die? Having started this massacre, are you just going to run away from it? Or are you going to go back and single-handedly save the day?
The doctor is like slowing down a little bit as he's just over and over again saying, goat people, goat people, goat people. They're people. And he stops and turns around.
They're not people. They're just pretending to be people.
The spiders ain't slayed nobody yet. We can stop it from happening.
Mic drop.
We paid each other for these advertisements.
$1 for you, $1 for me.
And that's the budget.
It's madness.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.